Okay, we've been discussing the issue of the Giyas Mamala Nisa. I want to finish with that tonight and give you a chance to move on to the next topic. So what we've done so far is we went through the Shakta Vatari of the Gemara here on base, on the Dalas through base on the base. And last week in particular, we tried to focus on understanding the various lines of the Gemara. So what we did was, there's this Mishnah on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph in Ksuvis. Fortunately, most of the Makaros that we need are really in Ksuvis, the exception being this Mishnah and Gemara Nadarim, which some of you have some access to at least. But most of the material is actually in Ksuvis itself. So the Mishnah says on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Gemara quotes it here on Beis Amud Aleph, that no sin of the Silas Shema Tachodesh Mishatava Habal Lefanes Es Atma. That we give the woman a year to prepare herself for the wedding. This is the mission on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph here in Ksuvis. But Kashem Shinosim Leisha Kach Nosim Leish Lefanes Es Atma. We also give him a year to prepare himself. Lamana Lamed Yom. This is what we've been discussing, that if the time on the calendar marks the wedding date, so if for some reason he doesn't marry her, he's responsible to give her mezonos, even truma. Then if you skip towards the bottom of the page, the last line, so we're told zu mishnah mishona. This is the mishnah mishona, but doesn't shalach harein amru. So in the page, Eino Isha Okelas, the Truma Aji Dekana Shukoba. That even though there might be a Chiyuv Mezonos, but there is no head there to give her Truma until actually the Nisuin takes place. That's the Mishnah here. We'll get back to this in just a second. So we were discussing in our Gemara here on base Amud Aleph, through base on the base, but the Gemara had pointed out that if the calendar date falls out on anything but a Wednesday, since the Mishnah says that a Besula is supposed to get married on a Wednesday, so that's called ones betakanta drabanan. And the problem is that they really can't get married on this day, which they said is the wedding day, because it's an improper day. It's supposed to be Wednesday, and it's only Sunday or Monday or Thursday or whatever. So, since that's true, it's ones betakanta drabanan. It's not his fault that they're not getting married. The Chachamim won't let them get married. And therefore, under those conditions, there's no king of Mizon. Then the Gemara says, has two deos in the continuation of the Gemara, and that's what we were discussing. Lafita, originally the Gemara says, Lafita, Kama Hu or Kal Sadi, even Pir Sadida, maybe? Anything that happens that is not his direct blame, in other words, he doesn't run away, he's not trying to evade his responsibilities. So anything that happens that is under the general rubric of Ones, he doesn't have to begin to provide her with Mizonos. That's the first day of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, no, maybe that isn't true. Maybe we should make all sorts of distinctions. So what are these distinctions going to be? Either shiny ones takanta derabanan, that's different. Or, if you don't want to draw the line there, so maybe draw the line at tirsa nida deshas vesta. But if it's a regular pattern of nida, and for that reason, there's not going to be marriage on this particular day, so maybe in that case, he has the right to say, listen, this is not something that you can, you know, put at my doorstep. As a result, there'll be no mizonos. Or, then the Gemara goes further, maybe, what about Pirsanita Shalabashat Vesta? And what about Chol Sahit? Maybe, listen, he can say, you're the one who's sick. Why should I be paying the mizonos? The last one, of course, is Kalahu. At least Kalahu, it's his illness. So the Gemara has this whole discussion whether any onus is patur or almost any onus he is going to be chayiv except for takanta, drabanan, and so on. So we tried to do last week was go through each of these possible distinctions and to understand them better. So one way to understand them is if we understand the whole issue of Yigiyas Mamala Nisu as a kind of a knas. If it's a knas, then basically we should be looking for blame. We should only be imposing this obligation upon him in a situation where he deserves to get a knas, meaning he's trying to evade his responsibility. Anything short of that, that makes perfect sense to Lefikach. Lefikach, even if it's Kolahu, he's off the hook. If, on the other hand, we speak not so much about knas, but about Tzchaivos, Tanai, something of that sort, then it's a little trickier, because maybe it belongs to a broader question about Ones B'Tnai, which is actually the next Gemara, which I hope we'll be able to begin tonight. But either way, it's kind of an interesting question. What about Ones that prevents you from fulfilling an obligation that you have accepted upon yourself? Certainly Ones can never trigger a Knas, but what about an Ones in the context of an obligation that you've entered into free?
By the Ones, but the times of opponent.
Yes.
That should be the weakest, because if it's somewhat pushy, why would you ma'arish to on that day if you knew that you would have to...
Okay, whatever, they didn't have a calendar, they couldn't figure out that in the year what day this will be. Whatever the case, but the point is that it's not... He's willing, she's willing, it's the Chachamim who are interfering. Now there are, as I discussed last week, the Rishonim would say, as Omsim go, it's a weak Ones. But not so much for the reason of Shia, but they say, hey, it's Ones B'day Adam, it's not Ones B'day Shemayim. So that's the way that they look at it. But the point is that I think it could go either way. On the one hand, as I said last week, these other cases are B'day Shemayim, maybe, in one sense, illness and so on. But on the other hand, they're not legalities. And they're not, a situation where they're stuck. I mean, in truth, there's no reason that the nisuin should not work, even if somebody is a chola. So, in that sense, on the Sakantar Bana may be better. Anyways, this is one whole approach to the Gemara. The other approach is, and that's maybe the more interesting one, is that the less obvious one, though, and that is that Higiyah of Mamon Nisu isn't just a Higiyah Mamon, not just a Knas. But it's a kind of nesua, the mikvah. And we saw this formulation already in some of the Rishonim, and I want to see it through tonight. Namely, that when the date arrives in the calendar, they're supposed to be married, so in some sense, they're already married. The calendar date itself generates the status of nesua, at least the mikvah. Actually, the Tosfos Rid says nesua l'chol devareha, according to one day. That sounds a little extreme, but he piles it on. Yerusha, and Metzia, and Maisia Deha, and as far as Sedarim, he says, well, all these things are triggered at that moment. Even if we don't go so far as Tosfos Rid, what about the idea that the calendar date creates the status of Nesua? But if that's the case, then how do you understand all these Peturim of the Gemara? Then it's better to understand the second day of the Gemara. That is, maybe we should limit this Petur as much as possible. Because if the Chiyu was about Tanaj, so of course it's hard to explain why it applies in any case of Onus. But if the Chiyu is because of Yom HaNesuin, Yom Higia, Yom HaNesuin, it's hard to explain any of these stories. And it seems like Higia is my HaNesuin. How do you explain them? This is what we discussed last week. But some of the Mishonim in the Shidduch Rebetas say that Lo Higia Hazman Mikri. It's almost like you made a mistake. You think that the wedding date has arrived. But if you had any foresight, you'd have realized all along that that wasn't going to be the wedding date, because it wasn't going to be Wednesday. And the fact that the Rabbanan let it be a Wednesday, anything but a Wednesday, means that it's a wrong, you could say it's the wedding date all you want, but the Chachamim aren't signing on to that. And as such, only the Takanta the Rabbanan is the best. Next to that comes Pirsa Nida Bishat Vesta, because again, you could say if you had done your calculations properly, you would have realized this is an inappropriate day to get married. And as such, it always was the wrong day, just circled in the wrong day. Now, you may have wanted the 9th or the 10th or whatever it was, but if you had done your research a little better, you would realize that the 9th and 10th couldn't be the wedding day. So it's just lo higia hazman mikri. That's the way some shonim formulate. If we go even further and say apilu shelo b'shas vesta, that's more difficult. That might require that we say something like the Rambam. And our shonim here, including the Ran, you look at the Ran on this Gemara, we read it inside last time. The Ran of this Gemara begins with the idea that this Gemara is a raya for Shita Sarambam. What is Shita Sarambam? The famous Shita Sarambam. That Chupas Yichud is not a Chupas. If you look on Aleph Omid Aleph in the Dafe Harif, Aleph Omid Aleph, first page of the Dafe Harif, you'll see Osa Pirsa, Diramasa, Osa Pirsa Nida. Right, the bottom piece of the Ran, it's a. And about a quarter of the way up from the top, from the bottom of the page. Osha Pirsanida, Ika de Yolit, that's referring to our Gemara. That let's say she was Pirsanida, maybe he doesn't have to pay Mizonos. Ika biyolik mehacha, the chuppah hainu yichud. Some people interpret from here that chuppah is yichud. Well, the pikach is a person either below baral, below abal asul is yachin. Kiramira lekaman, hu yashin ben hanashim, ishta yashin ben hanashim. The lav bat chuppahi, umishimhaki ain amal ala mizonos. Some people read this Gemara to be a makar for the shita that chuppas yichud lo, that chuppas nida lo shma chuppah because you require yichud haroi levia. In Isa the chuppah lava nu yichud lama in a malam zonos v'ha'chazim with the suin. What's the problem? It's even less than cholahu and cholsehi because well, why can't they get married? They're both healthy. Chuppah has nothing to do with roi levia. So if he refuses to marry her, why shouldn't he give her the mezonos? Lefize in machnisin sakal lechuta ad shetitar. That's what the Ram says. Then he goes even further, and we'll get back to this at the right time. Harav Balaiter Hosif, he says the Balaiter adds, so Amar she'in machnisin lechuta ad sheyichta psuba kodim lachain. Kodim lachain, I'm sorry, shekodim lachain asur lebaila. And the Balaiter says that you can't have a chuppah without having a ksuba. Rav Susa, the Rambam also writes that you should write the ksuba before the chuppah, and the Ramah in his Hasogah from the Rambam asks, he says, how does the Rambam know this halacha? Where do you get it from? No Gemara anywhere that says that explicitly. So some of the Mepharshim explain, oh, this is the Rambam, the Shittasa. What the Balaiter says is what the Rambam means, and that is, although the Rambam doesn't say it so forcefully, the Rambam says you have to write the ksuba before the chuppah. He doesn't say that a chuppah lifnei haksuba lo shma chuppah. And that's an additional leap. That's the chiddush of the Baal Itur. But at least the key of the chatchila to have the ksuba done before the chuppah makes sense as part of the Rambam's overall shita about chuppah hainu yichud. V'chein da'af ha'ra Rabbeinu Moshe brought mind into Chana L'Bracha b'perk yisrim yichus ishus. Namely, the part about chuppah hainu yichud, haroi l'biya, and he says v'havadim lo nihira. He thinks it's wrong, especially the part about the ksuba, and so on. Aye, if it's wrong, so what do you do with our gemara here? If you skip down, skip to four lines from the bottom of the page. Alma chuppah lav hainu yichud, ela chuppah hainu kosha hiviya habal yibesa viya lebesa v'shem yisuin. Ram says, what is chuppah, the famous sheep of Saran. Chuppah is knisa l'rshusa. V'yalfinun ha-mirksiv v'imbeis isha nadara. The mashma calls man she v'imbeis isha harehi b'rshuso. As long as she is in her husband, or once she is in her husband, rshus, house, she is also in his rshus, meaning the suin. Chitema, but if that's true, namely we reject the Rambam, sapir sanida lama ina ma'alu mazonos. Or the other lachnis on the chuppah, we asked before that. We thought it was a good raya from here to Shita Saramba. So if it's not, so what do you do? So the Gemara says, so Ram says, "Hainu taima shekivin she'en chuppah zu mitzur lebiya lo chivu chachamim lekansa ulefishanu noagin asher lasas chuppah b'lo yichud enu demakpidim v'nida and love u'mekamakum kachar davish lo tikanis chuppah ad shetitar chena mashma shemin haganaya." And so on. Lichta ksuba kodim knisa, lechupa, and so on. So basically, what he says is, no, all the Gemara needs to say is that if there's an understandable reason why they don't want to get married, then there's no chiyus. Doesn't prove from here that it's not baschut. But if you hold like the Rambam and the Rina Gash, you hold that chupa hainu yichud and you need chupa roi leviya, then you can explain according to the other interpretation of the Gemara. Really, this is about nesuin. And in order to get you off the hook, you have to somehow say it's lohi giya hazman. This is a legal lohi giya hazman. Not just a matter of preference or convenience, right? It's a matter of, according to the Rambam, lohi giya hazman al pidi. That's a way that you can interpret this. Anyways, this is what we discussed last week. What I want to pursue now is this idea that maybe higiya hazman v'lanisu is a form of nesua. Is it or is it not? So let's pursue it on several different issues. Number one, the question of Maisei Dayim and Mitzia. So we already mentioned that the Tosfos Rid on Mem Ches on the base says that if he has Malbim al Yisu, Ochos Mishalav and Ochos Betruma includes not only Mizonos, but also Maisi Adayim and Mitzia. Now, if that's true, that implies that we're certainly not dealing with a Knas, as the Arsham Ech points out. If you're dealing with a Knas, you don't want to reward the individual, you want to punish him. So you're not interested in building a reciprocal relationship. You're interested in a one-sided relationship. You want him to be tamed so that he has the incentive, A, is being punished for his past, and B, has the incentive for the future to complete this sewer. So you don't want to say, oh, there's Mizonos, oh, there's Mar Maishri. That's number one. Number two, if you take the perspective that we're dealing with a kind of a Knas, or a Darni, or a Tnai, so isn't the real Mizonos? Not the Mizonos of the sewer. What is it? It's a kind of a simulated, you know, artificial Mizonos. It's not the real Mizonos. The real Mizonos kicks in when it's the suin. This isn't even the suin, the Niktas Midrabana. It's a Chiyuv Knas or a Chiyuv Tanai or a Chiyuv Gandhi or Grama or whatever it is. So why should that carry with it Maisei Adayim? It only makes sense to carry Maisei Adayim, right, if you assume that Mizonos and Maisei Adayim are a team, only it's the regular Mizonos of Lachar Nisuin that begin early. So if it begins early, the thing that it's connected with, both for the sake of reciprocity, and maybe even legally, these two things are linked together, and you can't have one without the other. The truth is that if you want to break the connection between Maisei Adayim and Mizonos, that is possible even if you take the view that it is Kmitzas Nesua, the other direction. In other words, what I'm saying is if we're not talking about Kmitzas Nesua, there's certainly no reason to think that Maisei Adayim should be included, or Mitzia. If, on the other hand, it's Midin Mitzvah Fesua, like the Kosher Shvid says, so then there might be very strong reason to think that Mizonos is the real Mizonos and carries with it the reciprocal Maisei Adayim. But even here, there's room to be Mechalek. The Rush in Yevamos on Mem Aleph on the days, in the context of a parallel issue with regard to Yavam, also discusses whether, as do Balei Tosfos, whether Maisei Adayim come along with Mizonos. So at one point he says maybe not, because what is Maisei Adayim really all about? Truth is that Mizonos is possibly Daraisa, that's Machlokas Rishonim, but either way, Mizonos is a more basic obligation than Maisei Adayim. But Maisei Adayim is Mishum Eva, that it shouldn't be a one-way relationship, and it should be reciprocal. Right? If he is giving her Mizonos, so Mishum Eva, right, he should receive her Maisei Adayim quid pro quo. So the Rosh says, but it's not that fundamentally, even on the Rabbanan level, these are one, you know, these are a pair. They're a pair of Mishum Eva. So the Rosh says, Eva only begins once Nisuin begins. Until that point, there's no Eva. That's the Rosh's argument. So even if you were to argue that we deal with a kind of mitzvah in Sua, maybe we could break this link. Yeah.
Of course, possible thing is for someone giving this tanai, so the woman is also sort of making this tanai and saying that it's really a mar. If you give another one into it, she'll be
more. If it's tanai, it's possible. Again, we don't. It wouldn't be automatic in the sense that, let's say, if it's mitzvah in Sua, so even structurally, you might not need an extra limud. Because say, oh, she's in the Sua for these matters already. What is the package that includes? Whereas here, I think you'd have to argue the case. But if you're asking me, does it make sense? I think you're right, it does make sense. Whereas the Knas perspective, it wouldn't even make sense, because then you don't want reciprocity. So I think your point is well taken. Now, on this issue, we already have the view of the Tosfos Shvid. The Tosfos Shvid argued that this is really a debate between, or depends on the debate, between Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achrona regarding Turbos, which we'll get to in a couple of minutes, again. But we also find this debate explicitly in the Rishonim. The Ritva on Daf Nun Zion here in Ksuvah says explicitly that there is Maisei Adayim and Mitzia and so on. And the Ra'an, Daf Kuv Zion of the days, rejects it. The Ra'an, Kuv Zion says, Umehaka Mashma, referring to the Yavam case, The Eino Zolcha B'Maisi Adeha Ad Shetinasimo V'chein Adin Barusa B'Alcha B'Kein Chai B'Mizonosara. This is the Ra'ah in the page 318, column 1, if anybody wants to look at it, the old second volume of the Shittim Kumbetsu San Ksuvis. The Ra'ah says there is no Maisi Adayim. It's interesting also that he learns it from Yavam, because you might have said that maybe there's a difference between Arusa and Shomeres Yavam on this matter, as we'll soon discuss. Like Pali Tosa says, Arusa Agida Be, she is connected to him more than a Shomeres Yavam is. She's his Eishasish already. So just because in Yavam, the Higiyah, the equivalent of Higiyah's man, does not generate Maisi Adayim, does not necessarily mean that the same is true with regard to Arus Yarusa. In fact, as we already have discussed, Rashi may very well distinguish between Shomeres Yavam and Arusa. And that's what we were told to point out. After all, Rashi says about Yavam, like, Amad Didin Ubarach, Rashi says, and if he runs away after Bezdin says to him, come on, we want to know, Yivamor Chalitza, and then he runs away. So Rashi says, on Kubzayin, it's quoted by Tosus, but it's really Rashi, Yivamor Sassanana from the days. In such a situation, he's carried in the zone. Implication being, right, that's Midin Knas, because he runs away. And if he was Chala, Acha Shamad Bidin, right, what would be the halacha? He would be Pater. Tosus asks, why is he Pater? Right? After all, the Gemara here, by Arusa, has two deos. One of the deos of the Gemara is that Cholahu Chayiv v'Mizonoseha. Why there is it Pashut to Rashi that he's Pashut? So Tosus explains here on the top of Deis on the Deis, and again Kuzayin on the Deis. It's in the middle of Dibur Masa Lefikach, almost literally in the middle of the Tosus. Ubekuntras Pires Shem, towards the bottom of the Tosus, Dafka Barach, Avachala Lo, the Einira to the Master of Yerushalmi. It says, Tosus, I think it's wrong. I think even if the guy becomes ill, you're still chayvim zonos. Then he adds, Ulepe Rusho, however, according to Rashi's Pshat, Ein Lahakshos, Me'ikud Debaila Mibai, Amaylo Pashit Le Mehasam. However, he says, in defense of Rashi, don't ask the question, how will Rashi explain the Deya and the Gemara here that Chala is Chayiv if they're saying Chala is Pater? The Eshlomar de Arusaso Agida Beitve Miyavemto. Kedomina Miyavam is Bekama Duchti. As mentioned last week, this is a big issue. What is the relationship between the nature of the parallel between Arus Yarusa and Shomeres Yavam and the Yavam? Could be closer, could be more distant. Tosus here is saying, Arus Yarusa, since he really was Matavisher and she's an Asian Jewish beholder of Ara, Chayiv Nisan, everything is a closer relationship. So what's, and therefore, even though when it comes to Yavam, only if he runs away intentionally is a Chayiv, here he might be Chayiv even if he's innocent. But if that's true, then we should take, call into question what the Ra'ah is saying. What does the Ra'ah say? The Ra'ah is speaking about Kubzayin with days about Yavam. That's the this Gemara about Yavam appears on Kuzayin Adayim in Sukkah. He says, "Lehalcha Shaminan." From here, we can tell, just like there's no Maisi Adayim in Yavam, even though he's Chayiv in Mizonos, so too there's no Maisi Adayim in Arusaso when the Higiyah is not below Yitzur. Is that a good equation? Not according to Rashi, because according to Rashi, in the case of Yavam, the only reason that he's Chayiv is Mishum Kanas. And Mishum Knas, it makes sense not to include Maisi Adayim. Because that makes it reciprocal. We don't want it to be reciprocal when we're giving him a Knas. Right? But when it comes to Arusa, there's something in Knas. Why is the Chayiv Mizonos there? Maybe. Because Arusaso Agida Betrei, maybe he, you know, maybe the kind of Nisuan. And indeed, if you look at Tosfos Kuzayin of the day, I think it's even the same idea. Tosfos is the same thing, but the language is even sharper. Look at the top Tosus. Amad Bedinu Barach. Kuk Zayin Amadeis. You'll see the same question. Take to the middle of Tosus. again, almost smack in the middle of the top Tosfos. Dim Tomar. Do you have it? Lepirish Rashi to Mefarish Dapka Barach. Right. According to Rashi, who says that the Yavam case is chayv in zonos only when he runs away. Avochala lo. Right? So why don't you ask the following question? The Parakama, right, and Abeis, the Liboyla and Chala Mahu, when the Gemara asks, what's the status if he becomes sick, and my love Pasha may offer, why don't they quote this Yavam case to prove it? So I mean, in Dafka Barach, Avochala lo. The Kolshkin who? So Hachi, the Eilam is zonos, Avochisha Pasha Ksas. Here, in the case of Yavam, right? Have a husband chala kodim she giyazma, may have a little nevet. Al kochim b'hochim mayri, di chala hu achakach shita dein laf sida. The Tosfos says, ikal neymar, same answer, but sharper formulation. Di yavama shayni, di lav agida bei kulahai, kamo arusasa. What is the key extra words? The Eina Omedes Kolkach Lekonsa. Therefore, Lomachaiva Zonos Kulahai. So, Tosfos uses the expression about Yavam, Eina Omedes Kolkach Lekonsa. Meaning in Arusa, what is Arusa? What is it? Omedes, he Omedes Lekisas Nisuan. She is destined. She is just waiting for the final step. In other words, another way of saying that is, in the case of Olus Yarusa, we anticipate the Nisuin. We say she's on the verge of it. You know, we can feel it happening. Right? And in the case of Yavam, we don't know. Maybe there'll be Yibum, maybe there'll be Chalitza. She's not Omedes for Yibum, more than she's Omedes for Chalitza. The point is, if all this is true, then the Ra'az Raya, which is Mehaka Shamina, to read it again, Mehaka Mashma, Deina Zoka, Demashi, Adair Ajitina Selo. From the case of Yavam, you could extrapolate to Arus, Arusa, that there's no Maisi Adayim. Now, it became a kind of a Mizonasera. Maybe not at all. Because the whole point is that in Nibum, it's a Knas, a Sunning Knas, there's no Maisi Adayim. But in Arusas, Haredi Omedas, we nothing. Maybe there is Maisi Adai. Apparently the Ra'ah believes, would work better at least if the Ra'ah believes, that even in Arus Arusasa, what we're dealing with is a Knas. Then you can compare it to Yavam. But others might argue, the Arshita would say even in Yavam that there's Maisi Adai. One day in Tosis and one day in the Rush, and Yavamos and then also on the day. That would be the other extreme. In other words, Yavam is like Arusa. And the Ra'ah is saying Arusa is like Shemeres Yavam. And other people might say, Shemeres Yavam, Knas, no Maisa Dayim, Arusa, more Miktas Nisuin, Yesh Maisa Dayim. The Ritzvah, on the other hand, with the Talmud of the Ra'ah, sharply disagrees. In the piece on Yavamos, I'm sorry, Tsuvos, Nun Zainam and Aleph, so he says, Opus Mishalo, Pirish, Mizonos, the Huadin, Kisusa, he extends it in all directions. Kisusa, Parnasasa, meaning, number one, there are more obligations, I mean, not just Mizonos, also Kisusa, whatever these cover, that's complicated sugars and the rest of the Zephyr Ksubas, but Kisusa, Parnasasa, Ki'ilu, Nichnasa, Lachopa, very important language. Ki'ilu, Nichnasa, Lachopa. It's not Knas, and it's not tonight. Ki'ilu nichnas alakopa. Vehu gam kein zoche b'mitziasa u'b'maisa yadeha. So of course, if it's ki'ilu nichnas alakopa, so first what he did was he expanded the husband's chiyuvim. You know? It only says in the Mishnah Mizonos. We don't know that there's anything more than that. The Ra'ah doesn't think there's anything more than that. So not that it should be Mizonos. Remember, if you take the Tanakh or even the Tanai view, it isn't really the Mizonos of Yishuv either. But it's just a simulation. So first he went and he expanded the Chiyuv Abal, Suras, Parnasa, and so on. And then he says, if it's Midin Kilo Nitzvah Kopa, it's reciprocal as well. Okay. And according to Tosfos, where does we discuss that gufa depends on Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Chum? This question perhaps has impact on the issue of mizonos, even if we were to just focus on mizonos itself. After all, the Mishnah says mizonos and even truma. So let's discuss in that order, mizonos first and then truma. So with respect to mizonos, a very interesting discussion later on in Perek Hamavir. If you look to Daf Ayin Amud Aleph for a minute, have the following discussion. Ayin Amud Aleph, you see the Mishnah there. And this is a Hamadir Efishto Belihanos Ad Lamed Yom. Right? A person imposes a status of Mudra Hana'a, meaning that his wife cannot benefit from him for 30 days. Yamid Parnitz. Okay. So he has to, you know, figure out some other way that she can get Mizonos, so he sets somebody up who will be Mefarnitzer. Yes, and he came. Yosef, he thinks so. More than this, he has to divorce her and give her ksuba and free her and so on. Okay. So the Gemara says, the kivan de meshubad la, hechi matzi mandel la, kol kamina de maskema meshibuda. The Gemara says, what do you mean? She's madir her, the nether shal, mudr hanot shal, but she has to find some other way, you know, for her to be able to survive. Why is the nether shal? Kivan de meshubad la, hechi matzi mandel la, kol kamina de maskema meshibuda. Can you make a nether, right, that undermines a shiva, a chiyuv that you have to your wife? Hatzna, konim sheni also lepicha. If she makes a neder and says, right, that she's not going to give him, you know, her ma'isi adayim, her ma'isi adayim are off limits to him. Eidot tzarachla out there, that you don't have to be made for that neder. Alma kivin the mishabdalei, since she owes this to him, this is a chiyuv, the right that he has. La tokamina the mouth of the shibudet. Takanami, given the Meshubad law, goes in both directions. Something that he owes her, right that she has, Rafa committed the Maskel of Shibuda. Then the Gemara goes further. The Gemara tries to figure out what is really going on here. We continue with the Gemara Daf, Ayin Amud Beis. And finally, turn to the next page, Ayin Amud Beis. It's going to skip the Gemara, goes back and forth. I don't want to spend too much time on it. But if you go to two lines before the wide lines. Okay? Two lines before the wide lines. So the Gemara says, Ibai Sema. The Gemara gives several answers to this question. And the Gemara says, Ibai Sema Shehi Dira Kishihi Arusa. But we're talking about a situation where this neder took place not after Nisuin. After Nisuin, Inachanami, Lab Kol Kamina Damaskal El Shibude. He can't get out of his obligation by imposing Mudra Hanah. After all, he's obligated. What happens if the neder took place while she's still in Arusa? And the Gemara says, Arusa? Niyaslo Mizoni. What are you talking about? In Arusa, there is no Mizonos. What do you need a Mudrano for? What does a Mudrano accomplish? So the Gemara says, she Giyah Hazman Velo Nisu. We're talking about a situation of a Giyah Hazman Velo Nisu, meaning they're not married, but the calendar, date of the wedding, has come. Fitznan, he gives level on Yisu, Ochos Mishlov, Ochos Vitruma. And since that's true, so that's what we're talking about. So look at Rashi. Rashi explains. She gives level on Yisu, Demida Raisa, Lo Meshabidla, Vafikach, I can't read my call. Chal HaNeder, the Isur Daraisa, who? The Rabban Chai Vazuna, Lepikach, Yamid Parnes. Okay, mine is all blurred. Okay, so Rashi basically says that what? That if, what is the distinction between, basically what the Gemara at this point is saying is, if he gives Mavlo Nisu, that Mizonos, that he's able to get rid of through Mudra Hanah. And if it's the Chiv Mizonos Doraisa of Acher Nisuin, then no problem at all. That's what the Gemara says. So Rashi explains, because one is Doraisa, it seems like Rashi is saying, one is Doraisa and one is Rabbana, one is So I saw the Achar Hanisuin, and there's a Jabbar that gives Mambalonis. The Bali Tosus do not like it. See, Dira Masla, she gives Mambalonis. Here's the contrast. To be the right Salam is Shabidla. The Tika Haneder Chal. The Kasher. Him came down and Sue Nami, Yachal Haneder, the high time of the time on the Mizonis and Sue Jabbar. Number one, this is a big debate. To me, that's the Mizonis of even in the Sue as Rabbanan, so what's Rashi talking about? But oh, Konen Shani also the Ficha, Amayim, Haneder Chal. Only depends on the Eis of Rabbanan. Why did the girl bring a raya immediately from the beginning of the Gemara? The Gemara said, she cannot say Mudra Hana for her Maisi Adayim. Everybody agrees that the Maisi Adayim is only Rabbanan. So, what do you mean, Lav Kol Kaminei Dematka Lishibuda? Why not? After all, everybody agrees, that's, everything depends on the Rabbanan and Raisa, the Neder should be Chal. But Maisi Adayim, the Baal Kulam, the Havel, the Rabbanan. Therefore, he says, the Nero Lefarish, he rejects Rashi, can't be a din of Darais and Rabbanan. Rather, she gives Avon Yisu Kolma. Other Katan Yamit Parnes, they give Avon Yisu Kolma. Avon Kshanad Radayim, Lohigia Hazman. Vasika Chala Neda, Vedaki Giazma, Avon Yisu as Ein Tarch Ahamit Parnes, the Sabra of the Kibra, the Sabra of the Sabra. The first answer that he gives is as follows. And the Gemara makes a distinction between Giazman and Yisu. And Ba'achar Nisir, literally means to say is that he made the neder before he gia has Mamalon Nisir. A day before, a month before, it doesn't matter. Before that moment arrives, there's no chiyu. Once the moment arrives, the neder preceded the shibud. The neder precedes the shibud, then it's chal. So what's his point? What emerges from here? According to the first answer, Tosa. Fundamentally, there's no difference between the chiyuv with respect to this issue, maybe for other things. But fundamentally, with respect to this issue, there's no difference between the chiyuv mizonos la'achar nisuin and the chiyuv mizonos la'achar shi'igiyah hazman. No difference at all. The only difference is that here you can have a mudra hana lifnei chiyuv mizonos, whereas after nisuin it's too late to have a mudra hana. In other words, it's a purely technical timing difference. But in principle, whatever we say about one mizonos, we would say about the other. In other words, if, let's say, he waited till after he giazman, and then he made the mudra hana, before the nisuin, the real nisuin, or did halacha, we would say, kol kamine laftue mishibude, it would be exactly the same as mizonos la'achar hamayis. However, there's another answer to Tosfos. No deshlomah. Kishu hidira tvar higiyazman. Actually, what we're talking about is a situation where it's higiyazman first and then he does the neder before the nesuah. Umiyu chal ha-neder. Delo olmuha rabbanon l'shibudah de'isha kol zman shalom nises umafkiya hakonim osa ha-shibud. Meaning the second answer to Tosfos says there's a qualitative difference between the mizonos of the giazman of Yisu, lo amua rabbanon l'shibud zeh, and the mizonos, even if it is rabbanon, la'achar nisuah. This is another way that Tosfos is apparently saying that the giazman of Yisu is not nisuah le'inim mizonos. If it was nisuah le'inim mizonos, then you should say the first answer of Tosfos. Then the only difference between them is that you can get in here beforehand. But once it's too late, it's identical. Rather, it's also saying it's a simulation of a chiyuv mizonos. It's not the real chiyuv mizonos. Now, once we said what Tosfos says, it becomes, you know, easier to explain Rashi. Did Rashi really believe that the chiyuv, or does Rashi have to believe that the chiyuv mizonos la'achar hanisuin is daraisa, and the difference between these two cases is daraisa and rabbanan? I thought Tosfos asked a very good question about Maisi Adayim. I know they're going to deal with this, and they, I think, say similar idea. I'm going to phrase it in my own way. I'll say exactly say this, but I think this is what they're generally getting at. And that is, the very fact that there is a view that mizonos might be daraisa is indicative of the fact that the chiyuv mizonos la'achar nisuin is different than the chiyuv mizonos of the giyuv mamalon nisuin. And even if we happen to paskin that mizonos are drabanan, that doesn't alter that reality. You might have said that it could have, but Maybe that's what Rashi is telling us. The fact that Mizonos is Doraisa, according to Saman Amrim, shows you that this is a key of Ishus. Whereas the Mizonos of the Giyas Mamon Isu is Rabbana Lekula Alma, so says Rashi, and it's Rabbana Lekula Alma because Lekula Alma, it's not Kinesua, it's a key of Mamon. Let me take it a step first. If you look at Tosafot on Daf Nun Tes from an hour, Amud Beis actually. Zivamasko Konamos. The Gemara here says that actually the Gemara didn't touch on the base in Ksuvis, a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says that Hektesh, Chomet, and Shichur are Mafkin Midei Shibud. We know this Gemara a lot because of the Chomet part. But Hektesh, Chomet, and Shichur Mafkin Midei Shibud. Even if somebody owes somebody something, but if it becomes Chomet, or he's makdish it, which is, of course, a hektesh, right? Or if he's meshachar of his eved, even though the eved is meshubad to a chov or something, doesn't make a difference. These are all things that undermine a shibud. Hektesh, chometz, and shekhar. Now, hektesh and konamos are often paired together. Making a neder is like putting something off limits, making it like hektesh. Hektesh is mafki midei shibur. Konamos is hektesh. So what's the Gemara talking about? What does the Gemara say? Lav kol kamina laskuei v'shibude. What do you mean lav kol kamina laskuei v'shibude? Konamos mafkiin midei shibur. So some of the Achronim, Pirshu, and others note that on that ayin. They wonder about this. They say, what's going on here? Tosfos already noted it earlier on the Testament base. Konamos ka'amr, says Tosus, in Tana. In Tain kol adam yafkia kol mamon mi bal chov al yidei konis. Person's money is a lien to a chov. Right? Let him koname it. The Shomar, Tosus says, the lav dafka shibud de bal amru rabbanan. Al hachanami da amru al shibud de bal chov. Apparently there are several exceptions to this principle of konamos mafkia or Hektesh Mafkia Midei Shibud. One of them is Shibud the Baal, and the other one, for example, will be Shibud the Baal Chov. Kinemuka Bresha Madir the Parach, Kivanim Shibud La, Hechi Matzi Madir La, Balema the Mafki, Shibud Ay Dekone, and Levadi Amua, Nam the Shibud the Isha. So basically, what Tosfos is saying is there are apparently some exceptions to this rule. He doesn't give us a clear understanding of what the rule is, or what's the rationalization behind the exceptions. But Tosfos already bothered with our Gemara, as are some of the Achronim. Some of the Achronim suggest, leave Baal Chov out of this for the moment, because that doesn't fit into this principle, but they suggest, at least with regard to the issues, that the principle is as follows. If we're dealing with a pure Dine Mavanis Chiyuv, then Konamos Mafkin Mideshiv. But if we're dealing with a more personal kind of Chiyuv, especially with an Ishus kind of Chiyuv, so then what the Gemara says is correct. Kol Kamine Laskua Yishibude, meaning if it's just about money, then the shibud will help you. Then the konamos will help you. If it's more about some personal bond, chiyuv, which expresses itself in dinei mamonos, but isn't fundamentally a monetary relationship, Baal Chov may be that also. I don't want to go into that right now, but right, I mean, Piron Baal Chov is mitzvah. We discussed it some years ago with Rambam Mitzvah a little bit. Maybe that's connected to the whole problem of Nova Lansonitna, and I think it was a Shemitah year at the time, so tied in addition to something a little bit. But even though it looks like pure Mabinus, but it's not. I think it really is a Tzedakah relationship to begin with, a Nova relationship. But I think that's part of a larger topic. The point is, let's keep it in Ishus for the moment, but the Gemara is then telling us on Daf Nun Tes is And it's based on what the Gemara and Tosfos tell us, not that, but the Gemara is telling us in the Ayin when it says Kol Kanine, right, Laskue L'Shibude. What they're really saying is the key of Mizonos, while it expresses itself in Mammon, is more than just about Mammon. It's about a personal bond and responsibility that one person shares to another. So in light of this, let's go look back at our issue now. So what did the Gemara say? Maybe he gives Mammon issue is different than Mizonos L'Achar Yisui. Right? And Tosfos is explaining according to the second day. The first day of Tosfos says it's just a timing difference. Otherwise, qualitative is the same. What is the second day of Tosfos? Lo almua l'shibud v'higiyazman, like the shibud of Mizonos. What's the shot? That's a chiyuv of nisuin, meaning it expresses itself in being anonymous, but it's an ishus, a kiyum ishus. And about that, we'll always say, Lav Tolpanina, Lav Kure, the Shibude. But he gives Mavlon Isu, that's a key of Mavlon. So by the same token, what is Tosu that? Tosu said, Rashi, saying that Mizonos, the Mizonos is the rice of Rabbanon. Number one, there's plenty of evidence that Mizonos is also Rabbanon. Number two, what did the Gemara say about Maitre Adayin? The Gemara said she has to give him Maitre Adayin, but she tries to pull the same kind of trick on him. Mudrana, we say Lav Kol Kamina, Lav Kua L'Shibuda. But everybody agrees that that's Rabbanon. What is Rashi going to say? It depends on the Raisha Rabbanon. So the other thing a second ago was, no, not, Rashi doesn't have to say that Mizonos is Doraisa. It may be enough for Rashi to say that the fact that there's a Deah that Mizonos is Doraisa, there's a discussion, and Mizonos is Doraisa, is indicative of the fact that it's a Nesu'an Halakha. It's not just money, it's money that really expresses Ishus. That's why Mizonos might be Doraisa. Now, Maisi Adayim, we always knew was Rabbanon. But that's the reciprocal Mishneva, fine, but it's the reciprocal of Mizonos. Even Rashi doesn't really care whether it's Doraisa or Drabanan per se. He's using Doraisa or Drabanan where it's relevant, right, to underscore the fact that he gives Mamlonisus Mizonos and this Mizonos are different. But by the same token, he gives Mamlonisus Mizonos is different than Maisha Adayim too. Maisha Adayim and Mizonos from the Suin are Ishus Halachos. He gives Mavlon Issu, maybe it's just a halakha in Knas and so on. There's another possibility as well. The Arsameach, I keep referring to an Arsameach, but the Arsameach really says is an amazing thing. The Arsameach is an entire theater of Ishus Halakha Yintek. On the halakha of, you know, Chalahu, Chal Sahi, Pir Sanida, and so on. But the Arsameach says this follows, and actually I found subsequently found that Pnei Shua has this suggestion as well. Arsameach says it in a little different way. He says like this. Basically, maybe there's another distinction between Higiyaz Mamvelon Issu, Mizonos, and the Mizonos of La'achar Issu. And that distinction has everything to do with timing, but not for technical reasons, but based on the very nature of the takanaya. What do I mean by that? It was very abstract. Okay, let's concretize it for the moment. What is supposed to say in this first answer? The difference is that you can get in before the key of Mizonos. You can make the neder before the key of Mizonos. If you make the neder before he has Mamon Nisu, right? Whereas once it's Nisu, it's Nisu. And it's too late. Right? It's a timing issue. So the Arsameach says the following idea. Yeshua has it in a different form. He says, listen, let's say, like the second day of Tosfos, we're talking about that the Mudra Hanah was after he gives Mamon Issa. He says, but still, maybe legally, one could argue that the Neder always precedes the Chiyuv Mamon. Huh? How does the Neder precede the Chiyuv Mamon if the Neder comes after he gives Mamon Issa? So the Arsameach says, because listen, if he gives Mamlon Issu is a knas, and it's a knas which focuses on the future, not just the past. So really, you could argue that every single day, this chi of Mizonos renews itself. Every day we're trying to give him an incentive, like to marry her today, marry her tomorrow, marry her the next day. Every day is a chi of Mizonos, which is like this. If we're talking about mizonos, lacha nisuin, that's in the context of nisuin. So at the moment of a nisuin, he becomes totally responsible for her upkeep, for her support. That's one chiyuv, a very nusna. It's one chiyuv, it begins at that point and it continues. So of course, mudahana is not going to help you. La kofanina, la kofanina, la shibude. You have a shibud, and then comes the mudahana, it's not going to do anything. What about konamos matkiyah midei shibud? This is almua, this is an ishus kind of a shibud. Fine. But yes, mavlonisu, even if it's a week later, what happens? He makes the mudahana. It's before the yes, mavlonisu. It's before today's renewal of the Igiyas Mamonisu. Because the Igiyas Mamonisu is not a chiyuv mizonos, the Torah Nesua, the Shas, the Igiyas Man. It's a knas, every day it's a knas, it's another knas. So every time you're Madir, Hana on her, the Neder precedes the chiyuv, the next chiyuv. In other words, you get the effect of the first day of Tosus based on the idea, kind of the second day of Tosis. That's the Orson Mass idea. Of course, all of this should be counterbalanced just by one other sheet, and that's the sheet of the Shnei Yeshua. What do you mean? You are. You are
Chayim. Right,
so the first 3 days.
Okay.
Sure. That's why not? There was no mudahana.
The,
that's an old. Sure. But even though the Higiyah's mom was 3 days ago, for the future ones, he's mudahana. That's the idea of the clever idea of the Orson. Again, it only works if it's about knas, and it only works if it's about a knas, not only about the past, but about the future. But as I mentioned, that would be very interesting because Rashi it's an open question in Rashi whether in general, let's say Igiyas Man Velo Nisu, as I mentioned last week, let's say you have Igiyas Man Velo Nisu on a Wednesday, right? Wednesday, and then he doesn't marry her. He could marry her. They're healthy, no need, no takam to the Bedina. But it's cold feet, he panics for a few days, whatever it is. Then by Friday already, maybe it's panic, he made it sick, I don't know. So by Friday he's ill. Follow her, what happened? But here in the Osamech we have a situation of Mudra Hana after Higiyazma. What if you have Ones after Higiyazma? What happens then? So the body focuses on days of days and on Kuzaino days. When they talk about this Yibum thing back and forth, they say, they make the following simple point. They say, listen, you have two Gemaras, one about Yavam and one about Arusa. But in Arusa we have 2 days in the Gemara about Chalahu and so on, as we discussed. And Yavam seems like there's no 2 days. Now for Tosfos you have the opposite problem of Rashi. For Rashi the problem was in Yavam, unless he's running away, he seems potter. Hakam in Arusa, right? Even when no one's running away, there's a day of the Yechayet. That's what Tosfos says. The name for Rashi, Arusa Zagida Bei Yosef. Okay, but for Tosfos you have the opposite problem. Why? Because Tosfos says like this, like the Ushami. In the case of Yavam, even if he doesn't run away, let's say he becomes sick, he's still chayin. He's still chayin. So they said, he's still chayin, even though he is chover. So how come there's a suffix by Arusa? Right, in Arusa, we're not sure whether he's chayin or potter. Why in Yavam are we sure? The Tosfos says because there's a factual difference in the case. In the case of Yavam, when does he become sick? After Hamad Bedin. That would be the equivalent of becoming sick after Higiyah Hazman. In other words, Higiyah Hazman's on a Wednesday, and he becomes sick on a Thursday. That's not a stira. That's not. Totally different cases. You can't bring a raya. The Gemara here is mistopic on that base on the base. Maybe even when he's called or when. The Shas Higiyah is mine. And the Gemara doesn't know. Chayav or Potter. And the Gemara says maybe he's Potter. In Yavam, right? He is chayev, even if he's chala, la'achar mana b'din. But why should that have any impact on chala b'zman igiyaz hazman? If it would be chala la'achar igiyaz man, you're right, we'd bring a proof from the Vamos, or from Ksuvus Kazan or Beis, if you're chayev. Right? In a word, according to Tosus's view of the sugya, which is that in the case of Yavam, even Ones is chayev la'achar mana b'din, you're forced to conclude it, to conclude that what? That an Ones la'achar igiya hazman, lo shma Ones, you're chayev. But according to Rashi, Rashi only has the other problem. According to Rashi's reading of the Yavam case, what happens? The guy runs away. Right? He evades his obligation. But what if he didn't? Let's say he was sick. He would be popular. Well, there's no evidence that in a parallel case in Higiyaz Mamal Nisu, he might not be popular too. There's no steer point about that you need to answer by making this factual distinction between, oh, here it's after, and here, maybe according to Rashi, it doesn't matter when he becomes an onus. Once he's an onus, he's popular. Maybe he pays his onus for 2 days, 3 days, and now that he's onus, just like he's popular in Yavam, you could, I'm not sure in Rashi. You could say, no, in the case of Yavam, like we said before, it's because there's no other way this knas. In the case of Arusa, Shagida, they say, maybe there's more of a chiyuv, and the onus for achar isn't poter his either. Even Rashi might agree with Tosfos that. But you're not forced to say it for Rashi, because Rashi doesn't have to contend with the whole problem to begin with. So it's an open question for Rashi. What would be onus achar yiyazman? I'm just saying that according to the Orsamech mentality, which is that every day it's a new knas, it's not the same knas. So maybe for Rashi we might argue, if it's every day a new knas, then it should be pater mishumonis from the point that he's an onus. Unless we understand the kind of pilos of the pshia of the self abolinus, meaning since he should have gotten married, he had gotten married 2 days ago, the fact that he would be ill today would be irrelevant. I mean, to make that cheshbon too, I'm not saying no. I'm just saying it's an open question. If you understand how we read the Gemara, it's according to Rashi, there's no evidence one way or another. And why do they also ask? At least it's an objectively legitimate question to raise. What about onus l'achar yiyazman? Now, the interesting thing is the Pnei Yehoshua himself on this daf says an amazing thing. He says that yiyazman b'lo nisu, the chiyuv mezonos is also d'oraisa. That's the most extreme sheet that we've seen till now. The closest to it previously was the Tosfos Rit. Harehi nesu alachol devareha. What? Yeah, an island base. But the truth is that there's a really interesting wrinkle in all of this. Now the Avnei Miluim in Siman Ayin Beis and Eben Ezer quotes us Pnei Yehoshua, and you know he attacks it almost you know mercilessly. How could it be? Giyazman is takanah derabanan, right? It's a takanah derabanan. How can it be d'oraisa? He says, I just don't understand it at all. But this is what the Pnei Yehoshua says. V'li ani yadaiti, beginning of Amadir, the b'giyazman meshubad lo midoraisa. See, the priestess will eldaf men zayin odeis, the lav v'sheira ksusa v'yonasa layigra, hainu, the b'shigiyazman over. He finds it in the psukim, in the mishpatim. How did he get that? I'll explain in a minute. This is, I mean, the subject tells us to the high shait, the havlik, timorid, mitashmish, kofinos, alahotri, and so on. Okay. So what's going on here? So if you look, he refers to something that he wrote earlier on Mem Chesem Beis. So on Mem Chesem Beis, he has a very interesting comment. This is, I'm sorry, Mem Zayin Beis. Last piece of Mem Zayin Beis. High time of Silver Mizonis Daraisa, time of whether or not Chi Mizonis Daraisa Darbana. So just listen to this. The Koshali, Kiva the Nahai Kra, says, what if the zonus is daraisa? What's the makar? Sheirak susa v'anasa lo yigra. What is that in the context of ama yivriya? Right, you have an ama yivriya, and yiyud, meaning an ama yivriya, she's sold into captivity of sorts, and it's an opportunity, right, to become a wife. Right, that's the principle of yiyud. Kashmir. Here the Mahaikar Yalif Mizanos Midaraisa in Kina Rusa Nami Lakhaiz and Mizanos. This is a truly good question. Right? It says if the Pasuk of Mizanos Daraisa is from Yehud, so why is Darusa already entitled to Mizanos? So Gabi Ama Ibriyatsid, Li and Yud, the Kaimel and Yud Erusanosa, who passed the Kornami, the Khsid Dima Kharashikachlo. Kharashikachlo is meant to be Arusa. So that the parallel of Yud is Arusa. Hakaimalan, the Kicha Haino Lashon Kedushin. So why isn't Arusa Chayim and Mizan? So this is the Efshar, the Shum Dechsid, the Onos Ola Yigra. So Sheirach, the Onosa, Lo Yigra. Onosa means Hetabia. And now he says, Yapagav! Darusa midaraisa shari labala, only Rabbanan, asalana was harusa, the most is shari, not all, Rabbanan. You come up on the stama in a bar leha ala achasha, nichus ala shusha, that itself is interesting. Even if that's a daraisa, but daraisa is a heter, but you understand that anas ala yigra really only begins from the time of the nesuit. And since the pasuk says anasa, therefore, the she'era must also refer to Nisua. But then he adds, the im came to Nisua Irikra, the alpha got the yud erisano, so you can see there's something going on. I mean, it's, right? I mean, the question is good. The answer seems like it's in the right direction, but clearly you have to say more than what he's saying, because, what do you mean? So what? I mean, it's likely that the dia will be later, but the pasuk is still talking about yud, which is erisin. The kichanani was from kedushin. Apivarachi atorah kibatz olisa also lekayim shirkus viona. Im kein mistama ayrikra laachar yud beis chodesh zuruuyali nisuin dunya the yud. He says, well, you know, the pasuk is really erusin. It's not nisuin because it's yud, but it can't be really erusin because then the zonus would begin mishas erusin, and then it wouldn't say onasa. So what is it? Is it Erisin or is it Nisuin? It says, probably the Pasuk means La'acha Yud Beis Chodesh Shigi Azman Malon Nisuin. That's pretty bad. He's the Efshad Yud Hakanami La'acha Yud Beis Chodesh Chayiv and Zonos Doraisa. This is where he gets the idea that Shigi Azman Malon Nisuin is Zonos Doraisa, because he thinks that. That's the only way to navigate in this Pasuk between these two ideas. So clearly there, I say, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot going on here that has great merit, but it's also, the way he leaves it is a bit, personally I could say anyway, unsatisfying. I mean, what is this really going on? What's really happening here? So I think, in light of other things that we've said, that this fits in perfectly. You just need to conceptualize this a little bit more. Meaning, the Peshaw is pointing out a really interesting hara, right, that maybe the pasuk of Mizonos is Yud, and Yud is really about Erusin, and yet Mizonos Daraisa can't be about Erusin, it's really about Nisuin, and the fact that Onos Ola Yigra in the pasuk also points to Nisuin, so what really is happening? And the solution is kind of a Hekatimsi, Lacha Yud Beis Chodesh. The solution of Lacha Yud Beis Chodesh Hekatimsi is the unappealing part of what the Peshaw was saying. But the question and the Ha'ara is very good. So I think, if we go back to what we've been discussing, maybe we can suggest a very good explanation of this. And that is, we've been saying that there are two phases of Ishus. One is Erusin and one is Nisuin. We've also been saying, at least according to many Rishonim, these are not two equal phases, not only in terms of what they accomplish, but even in terms of the nature of the. Rather, one is a kinyan, right? One transforms the status into Ishus and creates the Ishus, and the other is the Gemar. It's the completion, and it's the interpersonal part, it's the makir, and so on. So in light of this, I like very much the language of Tosfos on Kuv Zayin Rebbeis. What does Tosfos say for Rashi? Agiva Bay Arusa Stay Mishomeret Yava. She's a Medes Lunisuin. Right? What does that mean exactly? It means that there is Nisuin before it's time. How can there be Nisuin before it's time? There can't be. You never find Erisin before it's time. Of course you can't have Erisin before it's time. You can't anticipate Erisin. Because until Erisin happens, nothing exists between them. Moreover, it's not only that it's the first stage. It's all, the nature of the kind of stage that it is, namely, that it's a kinyan, that it's a total creation of Eish HaSish, you can't anticipate it. I don't mean, you know, if you know there's a wedding coming up, you can be excited and, you know, maybe on the day of the wedding you can already have a shame chasan and kala maybe, tachanun, other such issues. But, I mean, al pidin, there's no erusin before it's time. First stage, kinyan, Eish HaSish, osa, all these things, they don't exist before their time. Nisuin, on the other hand, once there's erusin, you're within a framework. I can discuss with regard to Das and other things. Basically, you're waiting for the Gemara. And you're waiting and anticipating it. Al Pidin, if not for the Chiddush of Matan Torah, what would have been the Halakha? There wouldn't have been a separate Erusin and Nisun. It would have been all together. The Kinyan would have created the Chuppah as well. So, that's not true. But, it's still true that the Nisun is obeyed to happen. It's a Gemara. Once you have Erusin, it's not that you're missing an aspect and it hasn't happened yet. You are, but it just hasn't happened yet. It's omeid from a Gemara. But from the standpoint of the nature of these phases and their relationship to each other, like basically the Erusin is Koveya. I'd rather not, just because I think that's a topic in its own right. Chachilas and so on. But the point is, so this is perfect, I think, for this Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua points out a very interesting fact. Yud is a parallel to Erusin in many respects. Right? And yet it's the Makar of Mizonos. But we don't have Mizonos by Erusin. But I would answer, it's true that technically we don't have Mizonos by Erusin. But it's also true that Erusin, in some sense, already generates the Chiyuv of Mizonos. Because Erusin establishes Omedus Lenisuin. And Erusin, from a Kinyan point of view, establishes all the Dinim of Nisuin. It's almost like an artificial Ikuv that we just don't have the Nisuin yet. And maybe that's also hinted at in the Pasuk, Erak, Susa, Vionasa, like Pnei Yeshua says. I'm just trying to, you know, smooth out the rough edges, or maybe a little more. But the onasa, meaning, like he points out, it isn't really just Erusin because it's talking about onasa. Now's not the time to study Yirud exactly, but the point is that in Yirud, maybe you don't have these phases, separate phases. There, the Erusin, because there is a framework of Abdus, right? There's a Rav once said that in Hukos Malachim, the Rambam compares the Pilagesh and Yiru. So the Rav said, oh, it's chalos ishus b'li maitre kedusha. It is kind of, meaning Yiru is a topic in its own right, but the point is you don't have the same structure. You get ishus without that same process. So it's Erusin and the suing. It's Erusin, basically, Yiru is the opposite of Erusin, but it's an Erusin where there's no equal of a Gemar, because you don't need the Gemar. So that's why the Onasa is there too for that reason. Because the also Lord of Asarusas, even if also Lord of Asarusas is Daraisa. Right? But the fact is that, as we discussed, she still has a kind of status with Ashish, even with respect to him. Even that has changed. So that's what Pnei Yeshua is telling us, that Mizonos Daraisa is linked to Yud. But it expresses itself, he is saying it for technical reasons, and I think it's very good. In Higiyaz Man Velonisu, Okos Mishalom Velokos Petruma. Meaning, that's going to be Daraisa. Because if Nisuin was a separate Kinyan, Le'inyan, Mizonos, if we were looking at it that way, then you could never anticipate it before its time. You could never say he has Magro Hisu Opus Mishlav Opus Mishurma. It would make no sense. But if the point is that already Mishas Eirusin, she's a medicine Nisuin, and it's an equal, we're just missing the Gemar, but we're anticipating it. So Yibbeis Chodesh, Yibbeis Magro Hisu, is another stage along that process. That's already the equivalent with regard to Mizonos of Niyud. So that's Daraisa. It's still a Kiddush that he says Daraisa. But the connection to Niyud and all that makes, I think, much more sense if you say this. So it turns out, just to sum up this point, that with respect to the King of Mizonos, there's a question whether this is the same Mizonos as Lachan Nisuin or not. It depends very much how you understand the Gemara on Tafayin. Aleph Beis, the 2 days in Tosfos against Rashi. Rashi's Daraisa also needs to be understood, and maybe can also be understood as a way of differentiating qualitatively between Mizonos Lifnei and Mizonos Laachar Nisuin, even the Lifnei being Laachar Shehigi Azman. Also, the question whether or not Konamas are Maskei Midei Shibud or not may very much depend on this issue. Is this an Ishus Halakha? Or is it a simulation of the Zonos and a pure Chiyuv Mama? Then we have the Or Sameach perspective, which is that you always have the Neder before the Chiyuv because it's a Chiyuv Knas, which renews itself on the day. In that sense, there's a big difference between the Yiyazman and the rest. Then you have the Tzair Shua, who's arguing in the other direction that the Yiyazman itself is the Raisa and is the real Mizonos, the real Mizonos. How could that be? So if you look at another idea about Yud, and Yud is somewhere in between Eirusin and Nisuin, and he's equating Yud with Lachar Shehigiyazman v'lo Nisu. In terms of Pesukim itself, the question that he raises is very powerful, and the answer seems a little bit problematic. I was just suggesting that if we understand that conceptually Eirusin leads to Nisuin, not just because it's the first step and that's the second step, but in the sense that Al-Pidin really, the Eirusin Kinyan wise, it's just an artificial equal that's preventing you from going all the way to the end of the end of the Yishus. In that sense, Yud is not a bad makar for this halakha, and the Giyaz Mamlo Nisu can be understood again as, like Tosfos says in Kuzayin, Omedes Nisu. What remains to be done, you don't need chuppah for Mizonos.
For anything?
No, well, he doesn't say for anything. He's just sherek sus, you know, an onah he thinks is not included in this anyway, so.
But it's not included. I mean,
Heker Bia is still depends on chuppah. Yerusha, as far as I know, and Tuma.
I mean, he's like going all the way and then just slightly pulling back. I mean,
right, but I mean, it's all the share of Suf. Onasa, he's not saying the heter onasa.
But
you're
saying
he's like Kodesh, is it the Araita? It's the Araita in the Mizonos. Linen share and Suf. Maybe Linen onasa. But not Linen share basar of Yerusha and Tuma and Afar Sundarim, and then there are still other areas. There are still other areas of Halakha. Even if it's Mitzvah Suf.
So,
it's a Kiddush enough, from my point of view, to say that Mikras Nesua is a Din Daraisa for anything. I don't think it's problematic to say that it's not Nesua Gemura, like if the language of the Tosfos is written. Yeah.
It's so possible
to say that Nesua is
also a Kinyan that is
of night,
but the
Kinyan
carries along with it a certain
creation
of
Mizonos.
It's just
that,
you know,
we don't. Unless you want to put the Mizonos with the Kinyan of the Eirusha. Right. Mizonos, that's what I'm saying, almost like what I'm saying now. Right, I mean, whatever the Nesua does, it still does things even for the Pnei Yeshua, Daraisa, in other areas of Halakha. Yerusha, Tuma, and so on. Whether that's Kinyan or that's, you know, Matir, I think still remains to be analyzed. But at least with regard to Mizonos, the point is that that really would have flowed from the, if you want to put this thing together.
Isn't
now,
it obvious that there's nothing of Tuma or Yerusha? What were the practices prior to that? Historically,
there
must have been a period of time prior to
Nosu
and
Suli
of
Beis Kodesh,
because they were
fine
to
Tzatzma.
So what do they do?
Whatever,
you
know, they say whatever date that...
If I had a few, it was on
No, I don't think so. I think Tosfos says that whatever they set is the time for the suing.
Nothing suing is like a later settlement.
No, there's Kodesh.
Not the time of Mount Joel, there was no
okay. So it was, it depended whatever the suing was. No. Maybe it took place whenever they said it.
But
the
point
of the mission was, it shouldn't take more than your base Kodesh.
But
number one, you should give it your base Kodesh as opposed to less time. And number two, that it shouldn't take more time.
No, he's right.
But there's still.
The Jewish are coming right away. The
Zarek
should come right away.
Why?
What holding back?
It could still be the agreement, the agreed upon date of the mission, whatever that is, less than your base Kodesh or more than your base Kodesh.
And it's just by year, it would be immediately.
Right. Again, remember, the Pnei Yeshua himself is not saying that. I'm kind of, I'm using the Pnei Yeshua. Right, so you can't blame him for.
No, but even
for
now, he's saying that
Sosuke,
you know,
right. Good day's quotas. I mean, what does that leave us if it's only Takana? The answer is whatever was before the Takana. Whenever they. No, I don't think it would be legal. I think it would be whatever they said. Maybe less than the day's quotas. If he agreed or he insisted or whatever it was, or more than did they scroll that, or whenever they.
So they have to set a time right away there and when it's going would be.
Because
it has to be.
Or whenever they set the time. I don't know if they have to send it anyway, so why do they have to set it right away?
The caterer. No, because then but there's a possibility of a king of Mizonis, and it's total right away sets
no,
the time.
The king of Mizonis will begin no later than the soon. And we'll begin earlier if there's a date for the mission, whenever that is. I don't know when that is. Okay, I thought we'd get a little further, but I'll stop here. But I want to do next just quickly then. Hold on to the Gemara and the Dharma. I'll try to get a few more. So there's a few other issues. Also, the idea that he gives Rabbi Yitzchak Galaisa appears in one other place that I know of. Maybe it appears even more. But and that is Rabosa of the Ramban, who understand that normally we say Rusa Vartolo Chelos Petrula. The Gemara says that Amar Ula Arusa Zvartora Kamas Kachuma, but the Ramban says in the name of his Rabosa that they understood that the Giyah Hazman Velo Nisu Ochus Petruma is a Din Daraisa, also like the Peneshu, but even more because the Yoredei Halacha, meaning that they really held that Nisua is a Daraisa prerequisite for Truma. The Afa Bichain the Giyah Hazman works Daraisa. That's also maybe more, you know, impressive even than the Pnei Yeshua. It's hard to know. But so I want to speak about that and then the Hafaras Nadarim. And basically we'll go on next week to Onus Petra.